Eternity has nothing to do with me. It is, I am. Eternity has nothing to do with me. It is, and I am. I live in eternity now and enjoy the bliss of living fully and completely as a master. I live in eternity now and enjoy the bliss of living fully and completely as a master. It's so easy for me to look at life and to look at the experiences of life. It's so easy for me to look at what's going on in the world and interpret what's going on in the world and say that that is good and that is bad. It's so easy for me to say today is today and tomorrow is tomorrow, and the wonderful things of the world are there and they'll always be there. And what do I say? What do I say when I say that? Am I saying I am that I am? Am I saying I am all that is and all that ever will be? Am I saying I am eternity? Yes, I am saying I am eternity. And so as I fret over the little things in life, I let myself be concerned about the little things in life. And as I am concerned about these little things in life, they are my life. They are who I am. But when I can put my attention on eternity, when I can put my attention on the allness, the isness, when I put my attention on everything that exists, all these little things that come along in my world are really not so imperative, not so important. They're not so demanding of my attention. I can labor over all the little things. I can labor over whether I'm doing this right or doing that right, or whether I'm living this right or living that right. I can give my attention to all those things. And as I give my attention to all those things, what am I doing? As I give my attention to all those things, I am making them important in my world. And as I make them important in my world, I am bothered by them. I'm giving my attention to them. I'm giving my thought to them. And as I give my thought to them, what am I doing? I am limiting my life. I am limiting who I am. Now, it's true, very few can think about eternity and know what eternity is. Very few can have an intellectual and spiritual awareness of what eternity is. But we can all speak the word and say, all is in divine order right now. We can all speak the word and say, all is done now. We can all speak the word and know that this is what is, and this is what is, and always will be. And as we speak them, they bring forth in our life who and what we are. And it's a wonderful thing. Think about who and what you are. Think about who and what the world is. Think about who and what all is. And when you think about who and what the world is and who and what all is, you don't understand a thing about it. All you know is that life goes on. Now, we use the phrase, all is in divine order, because this places everything in proper juxtaposition in our world. It places everything in the perfect, ideal way in our world. And as it does this, we understand all these things, and we understand how they function. We understand what's going on in the world. We understand eternity has nothing to do with me. It is, and I am, and so I live in it. My body has nothing to do with me. I just live in it. And as I live in my body, I think to myself, all is in divine order. As I live in my body, I think, all is peace. All is happiness. As I live in my divine body, I know that the divine is mine now. And as I know that the divine is mine now, I feel peace. I feel wonder. I feel magic. I feel that all is good and very good. I feel that all is beautiful, and very beautiful. I feel that all is beyond imagination. All is fantastic, and all is now. That's what I feel, and that's what I know. All is in divine order. Can I define eternity? Can I give eternity an understanding in my world? Can I say that eternity exists as this or that or the other thing? No, I can't really. All I can do is know that I am that eternity. I am that allness. I am the purity. I am the goodness. I am that which I am. Now, living in the awareness that I am, I come to the understanding that being that right now is the most wonderful, happy experience I could ever want to know. It's the most wonderful, happy experience I could ever want to have in my life. And I have it right now. Because I can say, eternity has nothing to do with me. I can say, the world out there has nothing to do with me. If I start saying that the world out there has nothing to do with me, what am I saying? What am I saying about the world out there having nothing to do with me? Am I saying that I'm uninterested in the world? I don't care about the world? Or am I saying that the world is a beautiful, lovely, fantastic place? The world is a beautiful, lovely, fantastic place. Yes. When I say all is in divine order, I don't need to know what divine order is. All I know is that that's how I want my world to be. All in divine order now and always. I want my world to express itself all in divine order. I live in eternity now and enjoy the bliss of living fully and completely as a master. When I train myself in the philosophy of music, and I sit at the piano and I practice, and I imbue myself with the principles, with the mathematics of music and how it functions and how it works. In no time at all, if I give myself over to it in fullness and completeness, I will become a good musician. And as I become a good musician, I learn other aspects of music. And as I learn these other aspects of music, I am those aspects of music. I put those aspects of music into work, into motion in my life. Putting them into motion in my life, they do their wonderful thing. Then all of a sudden, without realizing it, without knowing I am a master, without knowing it, I am playing beautifully. Without knowing it, I am living it. Eternity has nothing to do with me. It is, and I am. And I live in eternity now and enjoy the bliss of living fully and completely as a master. When I allow myself to let go and fold into that magnificent, wonderful way of being who I am. This is the truth for all of us. All of us are divine. All of us are wonderful. All of us are masters. It's just a matter of revealing that we are masters, revealing that the genius lies within us. The genius lay within us, and we are ready to let that genius out. We are ready to let that genius reveal itself in every area of our life. Eternity really has nothing to do with me. It is, and I am. Being a master has nothing to do with me. It is, and I am. And as I let go and let the divine in me be revealed, the master in me be revealed, all that I am is complete now. And I am fulfilled in every beautiful, magnificent way. Because that's the truth about me. That's the truth about all of us. That's who and what we are now and always. Eternity has nothing to do with me. It is, and I am. And how wonderful that is. Know that in my eternity, I love myself, of course. But in my eternity, I love you I love you. I love you.